Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
In 1885, a group of Danes arrived on land south of Tyler in Lincoln County, Minnesota. They were a religious community that had split off from the Danish National Church and wanted to make a happy home for themselves in this new land. In fact, they were sometimes called the Happy Danes because their take on religion focused on the right here now and didn't worry too much about the hereafter. Still, they wanted a church in their new town, but their pastor convinced them to hold off for a bit and build a folk school first. Because for them, to be a good community member was to be an educated one. The Danebo Folk School opened just 3 years later, in 1888. It provided an education in arts, culture, and politics, and drew in Danish Americans from surrounding communities to keep their language and traditions alive. The folk school eventually closed during the Great Depression. It reemerged after World War II, but more as a camp. And every summer since then, the folk school has opened its doors for the Danebo family camp every summer.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.